fourth parak of Challah, Mishnah Aleph, we're talking about combinations of different doughs to be a shear Challah, to be an amount that is chayv in Challah. So shtei noshim, shalosh shtei kavim. The two women, each one made one kav, which a kav is too little to be chayv in Challah, but the two kavim together is enough to be chayv in Challah. The dog is there, even if they touched and got stuck together with one another, even though they're both wheat flour, still they're prurim. Why? Because we said before, since part of it belongs to woman A and part of it belongs to woman B, there's no intention of keeping this as one unit, and therefore it's not considered one dough. And since each half does not have enough to be chayv and chal, the whole thing is possible. This man shem shalisha achas, but if both those belong to one woman, so over here it's considered one big dough, then it depends. Min b'min or chayv. If it's all wheat dough, for example, it's chayv, as long as they're touching together, that gives them a status of one dough. But it's not enough they touch, they have to be touched. We learned before they have to touch enough that if you pull them apart, it will pull a little bit from each one away. But shalom b'min apart, if it's too different, let's say one's a wheat dough, one's a barley dough, then even if they're touched together in such a fashion, they will not be mitzvah because the person's makir to keep each dough separate.